Hey, this is Olivier, and you're watching the Internet of Things show. And today we have David today with us, who was going to talk to us about connecting a real device, like one of these fancy little things, to Microsoft IoT Central.
Ciao, David.
How are you?
I'm fine and good.
Good, awesome. So, which team are you part of at Microsoft?
So, I'm a software engineer inside the IoT Central team, and I'm developing some cool stuff for IoT Central.
Awesome. I managed to get one of our devs here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks. So, Microsoft IoT Central is this SaaS solution, right, that makes it super simple to create a full-on IoT solution.
Correct.
And we've seen it many times with simulators, right? By default, it comes with simulators.
Correct.
But then, very often, very fast, you ask yourself, okay, I need to connect an actual device.
Yes, so you need more funny. So if you wanted to connect a new real device, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
There is a lot of documentation here on IoT Central. So there is a website that can show you how to do that in a really simple way. So just getting on GitHub.io, on the project catalog. So you can go inside the project catalog stuff and see.
So that's pages for the IoT dev kit, right? For the MX
chipboard?
Okay, so that's one of them that we could connect. I think that's that default solution that we have in IoT Central eventually allows you to easily connect a Raspberry Pi as well.
Correct.
So,
using the dev kit template, you can connect either or MX chip or a Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
Or both together and to see what happens.
Let me ask you, so what are the prerequisites? I mean, these are kits, right, that we Microsoft provide, and there's like firmware for them and so on. But if I wanted to connect another device, what are the bare minimum requirements that would need to connect to Microsoft IoT Central?
So if you want to connect to IoT Central, the only thing you need is a device compliant to IoT Hub library.
Okay.
So you have to use the IoT Hub libraries to connect your device to the IoT Central platform.
Got it. Yep. So there's a huge catalog, I think it was like almost 600 certified devices.
Yes, correct.
And any device that would run one of the SDKs for IoT Hub, I can connect that to IoT Central.
Yes, the only thing you have to do is just model your device inside the application and see the data flowing.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yep.
Well, show us what you did with the MX chipboard then.
If you want to connect your device to IoT Central, there is this IoT Dev Kit website, which teaches you how to connect your Microsoft IoT Central device to IoT Central itself. And so there is a kind of example and guides related to the MX chip and Raspberry Pi in some different languages. So you can use either Python, C Sharp, or use the firmware built for the MX chip, or for other stuff.
And that's interesting because that's actually they are the languages that are supported or provided a sample of the ones that are actually the SDK languages.
So. Yes, correct.
Okay,
correct.
Awesome.
Correct.
And so then, I suppose you have the step by step for each of these samples, like to build a device that runs that code sample, connects to Microsoft.
Correct. It's pretty straightforward. So there is a full guide to do everything and configure your own device.
Okay.
So this is related to the Azure Dev Kit, but of course you can configure whatever device you want.
Okay.
It is supported by the IoT Hub stuff.
Fun. So basically, we'll add the link in the video so that you guys can actually access these pages.
Yeah. So great. And anyway,
so if you go back to the IoT Central page, and we'll see. So that's the starting point, right? So
yes.
What did you do to land here?
So I just go to the my test application.
Okay.
So inside the itcentral.com. So if you go inside aka.ms.itcentral, we land to the.
That's going to be the landing page.
For my application.
So
I go inside my application. Yeah, and then I can go. I can see all my devices configured inside the application.
Okay.
So if you click here, I can see. So there are two templates related to two different devices.
Okay.
One is the MX chip. And
this guy here?
Yeah, this guy here. And the other one is the Raspberry Pi.
That everyone knows.
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool.
So the application is bundled with two simulated devices, one for each template.
Okay.
But in this case, I created a new MX chip real device.
Okay.
Just they just created a new device and set to real.
Okay.
And then here we go.
Nice.
So once inside this MX chip real device, the only thing I had to do is just to click connect this device, take my IoT hub string.
Stop. That is coming.
That is coming.
We'll cut that, no worries.
Okay, so we have the IoT hub string. Configure that string inside the real device.
Okay.
And we are ready to go.
And I guess that step is described in the documentation.
Yes, everything is inside the documentation. Correct.
Otherwise, if you're familiar with IoT Hub and yes, the case for devices.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you. So we see like tons of data coming in here.
Yeah.
It seems to be actually real data.
Yeah, it is.
If I play around with the temperature sensor, I guess it might do something in a few seconds. The format that I had to basically put the data in on the device side, what is it exactly? Is it like some magic science or is it something common?
So, no, absolutely. So the data sent from the device is the one that IoT Hub is expecting. So it's working with telemetry stuff and desired and reported properties.
Okay.
So everything is in the format that IoT Hub is expecting.
Okay.
And then IoT Central is taking that data, wraps it inside his home data, and then it shows you to the user. So the only thing that the developer needs to know is just to understand that the data is the one that IoT Hub is expecting.
So okay, that's got it. And can you show us real quick the other tabs, the properties, the settings ones?
So if you go to the properties, there's this dye number.
Because there's a dye number,
yeah,
right?
You have to shake the
actually
board.
Actually, the application has a little like shake something.
Yes.
And then based on what's going to show here, it's going to change that number.
Yes, correct.
Got it. That's fun.
It's just generating.
Oh, yeah, it's actually, generating a random number.
Yeah.
And it's going to update here, right?
Yes. If we go inside the properties again, we should see. Oh, maybe we have to wait.
Yeah,
for the data coming. Yes.
For the state to be synchronized with the
signature. Sure.
And what do you have in settings for now?
So in settings we have the voltage, the current, the fan speed, and the IR. So we can just enable or disable the IR into the device, into the navigate.
Any of these that I can just apply? Like if it changes the fan speed, is it going to do something in the device?
Yes, you can. You have to plug in your headphones here
just to
hear the fan speed rising up. And
So that's an experience with headset for this device.
It's a complete experience.
No, I like it because actually was no code actually on the back end side of things.
Correct.
You basically are able to send commands to a device. And that device basically is using, in that case, a sample that's been pre-written. But you can definitely extend that sample or you can create your own one. But as you were saying, because it's based on the IoT Hub service under the hoods, like the format that you develop for another solution against IoT Hub is going to work for Microsoft IoT Central.
Yes, totally correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that's a good taste of what you can do with real devices.
Yep.
It was nice coming over, David. And we hope to see you soon for more of the devices fun stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.